Time to check in with our good friend Paul Strain. He's from the Harrodsburg Heritage Days Festival. Paul, that's not easy for me to say, but thank you for being with us this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning, and I know you're very busy as your event gets kicked off this Friday and runs all weekend long, it seems like. How many Harrodsburg Heritage Festivals now have we had? This is going to be what, number...
This is the 31st.
31st, fantastic. So a great part of our community. And to get things started, Paul, I ask you the same question every year for people that are new to the area or haven't been on the festival circuit. How do I get to Harrodsburg?
Just take Highway 37 south to the Harrodsburg exit and follow those signs around to Harrodsburg.
And you can't miss it because I was down that way Monday, so I was getting my route planned, ready to go. The Harrodsburg HarrodsburgHeritageFestival.org, that's the easiest place to go. You can see the lineup. You can see what's going on. And what people don't understand for the most part is you just show up to Harrodsburg, park your car, and away you go.
Just park your car, and there's something for everybody this year.
And the parking, how much does that cost again this year, Paul?
No cost for parking.
And how much do the festival tickets cost, Paul?
No cost for any festival tickets. All of the shows are free. Just come, bring your lawn chair, or we have chairs provided, and have a great time.
Paul, if I need to get a sandwich or something to drink, any place around there I can do that?
Just a couple, yeah. We have some wonderful food vendors, and we have... Starting at 4 o'clock on Friday, our fish fry is open.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking
about.
Can you
smell that? That's fantastic. And Friday gets everything kicked off at 4 o'clock. And you're going to have – how many stages do you have if you're going to have all these music events and everything else going on?
We have just one main stage on the outside. It is a covered stage, although the weather is looking wonderful for this weekend. On Friday night, we have Cody Eichert and Reese Phillips on the outdoor stage.
Yeah, that'll
starting at 6 o'clock.
It'll take you all the way to 9:30 on Friday night. And also on Friday, one of the most fun parts of it all is the opening ceremony. Tell us about when that is, what time it is, and who needs to be involved with all of that.
That's at 5:45. We'll have our opening ceremony. We'll have the National Anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll basically open our ceremonies. Thelma Jeffries will be on stage with me, and then we'll get done with all of that, and we'll get Cody on stage and let people listen to music.
Excellent, and that's going to be the official kickoff, but everything opens at 4 o'clock on Friday, so let's remember that. I like how it says the kitchen and the booths are open. Talk about some of your vendors we're going to see all weekend down there and what folks can expect.
Oh, we have craft vendors. We have a carnival, food vendors, just... So many different vendors. Like I said, there's something really for everybody to see.
And obviously the highlight of Saturday's event, because this festival goes
right
Friday and Saturday, so if you can't make it after work on Friday, no problem. We've got you covered all day on Saturday. But 2 o'clock on Saturday, that's the big event. That's the parade. Tell us who's going to be in that this year.
We always have at least 100 entries in the parade, and naturally people will be throwing candy, so you know, bring your kids.
Bring your dentist.
Sack or a bucket and get ready to get candy.
And that's always fun as well because obviously the parade, that's what keeps the kids' attention. The parents like the floats going by. They like to see what's happening there, but the kids just want to know what exactly Keith is in that candy bag.
Paul, you're talking about 2 o'clock for the parade, but what time does that day really start on Saturday?
At 7:30, we have our breakfast.
The breakfast. That's what I... See, I'm talking food, Paul.
Yeah,
food. Fish and breakfast. There I got it all made.
At 10 o'clock, our booth's open, and we also have our baby contest, which is free to enter. All babies 0 to 36 months are available. Just come about 9:30 and register, and we'll get that kicked off at... On Saturday is also our silent auction, and we have people have donated very generously. We've had businesses donate from all over the county, Monroe and Lawrence County, and a lot of great items in the silent auction. All of the proceeds go directly to the Harrodsburg Community Center.
And that helps keep the history and spirit of Harrodsburg alive, so that money stays directly in your community. You going to do any more music on Saturday?
On Saturday, directly after our parade, we have the children's tractor pull, which is always great for the kids. If you haven't seen that, you'll want to come out and see that.
That's great fun to see.
It is.
It is. And then on Saturday night, we have three gospel groups. We have the Diggles, we have the Lesters from Missouri, which is a wonderful group, and Wayward Son. And that starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday night.
And the Bloomington Brass Band will be there in the morning. You've got a martial arts demonstration in the afternoon. Boy, you're right. Everything you talk, you've got something for everybody. The craft booths and vendors will be open all day as well on Saturday.
Yep, like I said, something for everyone. Come down and see us.
Wait a second. Did you say there were going to be like carnival rides?
Yes, there will. Carnival rides are actually starting to show up right now. So
they're pulling in, and Paul needs to get back to work, Keith. Hey, Paul, make sure you sample those rides and make sure they're fun for everybody. But one more time, how much does parking cost?
No cost for parking, no cost to get in. Just show up, have fun.
Bring your lawn chair, and obviously if you would like to buy food and crafts, that's going to cost you a couple bucks. Of course it will, but all the entertainment's free, the parade, the opening ceremonies. Harrodsburg HeritageFestival.org. I'll put the link on our Facebook page as well, Paul, so people can get the schedule and directions how to get down there. Have a great weekend, and we're going to hope the weather holds off for you as well. And have a great time this weekend at the Harrodsburg Heritage Festival.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That's President Paul Strain. He checks in with us every year to make sure you know it's a great thing because you're not going to run into it. You have to look for it a little bit, but once you find it, it's a whole
different. If you're driving down the road, you go right through Harrodsburg.
Not on that day.
Yeah.
You're
going
to have detoured on that day, but a great, great. People are always looking for stuff to do in the summer. Maybe try something different and go out and do that. Or people, Keith, we have so many new people to town wondering, hey, you know, the school year's kind of wound down. What's there to do here in the summer? You find things like this. You find things like the Taste of Bloomington. You find there's a billion things to do.
When I go down to Stonecrest Golf Course,
I go through
Harrodsburg.
Yeah, Old State Road 37.
Love
back that
way. It's a beautiful area.
It is. Winding roads, and trees. And, again, a great, great community festival. 31st year of it. So best of luck to all that are putting that on. And, Keith, remember to wear your pants that stretch.